This is Northwest News from KPLU. The strings of bright lights that hang all around us during the holidays provide cheer for many people in the depths of winter. But imagine a time when only the very wealthy could afford them, and Christmas trees were lit up with candles. An exhibit at the University of Puget Sound explores the history and future of electric power. More from KPLU environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
Thomas Edison created the first strand of Christmas lights in 1880. He used them to decorate the outside of his lab in Menlo Park, New Jersey, as a kind of advertisement for the wonders of electricity. But it took nearly 50 years for the custom of light bulbs on Christmas trees to catch on, says physics professor Amy Spivey.
In the early days of electricity, the way customers were charged was by the number of light bulbs that they had installed in their home, not particularly the amount of energy that those light bulbs used.
She says it wasn't till after electric meters were installed in the 1910s and 20s that lighting became more affordable. The exhibit, called Sparking Imaginations, traces the history of electric power with documents and artifacts. Interactive displays show how it's generated, and Spivey says they also wanted to contribute to conversations about the future of power generation in the United States.
The projection is that our electrical energy use in the next 20 or 30 years will increase by about 20% over what we're using now. And to meet that, if you were just going to meet it with increased number of nuclear power plants, we'd have to almost double the number of power plants that we have.
She says sustainability, energy conservation, and the ethics of power generation are hot topics among her students. The exhibition will be up at the UPS Library in Tacoma through January 15th. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.